You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Be brave.
Football Show.
Hello everybody, welcome to Planet Sky FF, the world where everything revolves around £50,000. My name is Rich.
And my name is James.
It's the last kind of two match days. We've gone from so many to just tomorrow, Thursday.
You look excited.
And Sunday. I mean, it's, I think the whole May manager of the month was like 12 days. Now there's just like two. So there's literally the number of options and transfers and players that you might pick is just narrowing and narrowing and narrowing, which is pretty cool. So before we talk about May Manager of the Month and we do all the Twitter questions and, you know...
Let's just talk about May Manager of the Month.
Are you getting on right?
No, mate.
Oh, shit. Well, you bought Diaz, didn't you? So that went...
No.
Since the week before.
No,
you didn't.
No, I made all my transfers, not this Sunday, gone the one before. I had three left. And the one real differential punt I went for was Riyad Mahrez, who I didn't think was going to start against Newcastle, but I wanted to make a decision on 3.5+ games left or so. Thought, do you know what? Mr. Mahrez has got explosiveness in him. Yes, he certainly did until he missed a penalty at West Ham on Sunday, which rather sums up, I think, the final couple of months of my Sky Fantasy season. I mean, this week is, I've got nothing. Basically, I got Richarlison's 10 points on Sunday. It's like literally about it. I've got more than most going into Thursday. I've got four players Thursday night. No transfers left. But yeah, it's just fizzled out into absolute nothingness for me this season.
I'm sixth.
Just about hanging on into top 500.
Nice. I'm sixth in the manager of the month at the moment, James. I forgot to set my captain on Sunday. Can we start there? I forgot to set my captain on Sunday. So
I take responsibility for this a little bit.
Yeah, you should be sending me a Sky reminder. And did you? Did you not? But
no,
this is the funny thing,
no,
right?
I didn't. But I did my deadline stream on Sunday morning.
And I can't blame
I rushed
you.
To Spurs
I
and I really wasn't
and
thinking about
obviously
it.
Obviously, you're not making any transfers, so why would you worry about sending me a reminder?
Exactly. And I set my captain on nice Captain Sonny on Sunday. So I knew that unless Sonny wasn't in the Tottenham team, I wasn't going to be looking at it or anything. So it wasn't on my mind.
I'll tell you what happened, because the irony is I did get a reminder from my son.
And you still forgot.
I'd been out on Saturday night and I got home at 1 or whatever. So pretty tired on Sunday morning. I had to run around. The kids stayed
it's
over.
It's a bit naughty for you, isn't it?
Yeah. So the kids were at my mum's and Sunday morning's the jiu-jitsu class, so I had to get them there for 10. So I'm running around in the morning, getting myself ready.
Just with a hangover
pick
as
them
well?
Up. No, I wasn't hungover, but I was just tired. Picked them
still
up.
Drunk.
I didn't drink. Picked them up from my mum's, run to jiu-jitsu class, get the first kid in because they're different ages, sitting in the car with the other one. It's 10 past 10 and it pops up on my phone like that you're on your deadline stream. And I just was like, shit. So I hadn't hit my free hit in FPL. So I said, my son was playing on my phone. I was like, give me my phone.
Hang on, so you nearly forgot to do that as well?
You saw my tweet. Yeah, so it's 10 past 10, deadline's 10:30.
I wasn't thinking about anything other than Spurs on Sunday morning, mate.
This is now 20 minutes, right? We're talking about a 20-minute window. I knew my team for free hit because I'd thought about it, so it wasn't that hard to do. But I said, give me my phone, son. I need to do my football.
I'd love it if he went, no.
So he gives it, and he says to me, his exact words were, oh, is that where, the one where you're trying to win a console? And I was like, no, this is different. But thanks for reminding me, son, because I need to do that as well. Did my free hit team, checked it, went back to your deadline stream, and then had to run and get my other kid out and swap kids, and didn't do, like, in that 10-minute window, I can just slip my mind completely on Sky.
Don't worry, it gets better. You weren't going to captain someone who hauled, were you, Suj?
Well, I don't know, is the honest answer. I would have possibly... I had...
Jamie Vardy, you said to me.
Vardy, Richarlison or Son would have been the three. I think I might have gone Sonny.
Okay.
But if we say 4, 10 and 17 is what the three of them scored.
Is that what 17 for Vardy?
Yeah. Then let's call it 10. Let's say I'm 10 points down. Go in the shoot in the middle, because I might have gone Richarlison, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. Or even, I mean, Cancelo played. So Cancelo is quite often your default go-to.
I don't think you would have gone Cancelo on Sunday. You wouldn't have. I think a lot of people with certain ranks obviously did, which is fine.
So I'm 27 points down on first. So I might be 17 points down. So I'd be one place further up. Didn't have anybody. I had Saka and Gabriel on Monday. Arsenal flopped for everybody. No one's on Newcastle Manager of the Month, let's be honest.
Oh, I think a few like Bruno.
Not at the top, because no one shot up massively off.
Just think with him, that he's capable of the passing tackle tiers and he's capable of man a match.
But in
he's
Manager
an
of the
extraordinarily
month,
good player.
I mean, if I don't, no one in the top 10 in Manager of the Month was particularly pissing about with him, because I didn't see any movement in anybody.
Okay, fine.
And then yesterday again, I think most people didn't steam in on Liverpool. I had Matip lingering from last week, so he missed the first game that Liverpool had in this Manager of the Month, and then ends up scoring goals.
Villa
in two.
And last night.
Yeah, so I picked up those points. I decided I didn't want to captain him. When I saw the team, I was like, Southampton going to score here, so I'd rather go by Jota. I'll know on Sunday if Jota's playing, and if he's playing, then it's worth it, and if not, fine. But I'm still going to armband Jota. But I'm not going to armband Matip, because based on the team that Liverpool have put out, I can see Southampton scoring here. Guess what happens? Southampton take the lead. And I'm thinking, all right, that's fine. All well and good. Jota gets an assist, and I'm thinking it probably might work out as the right decision to captain Jota. Matip fucking pops up and scores, doesn't he?
A very strange goal.
But,
very strange goal.
I think that those Matip points have helped jump me up a little bit. And I've got 4 transfers going into tomorrow.
Yep.
And then obviously the 5. I might actually not use 4 transfers tomorrow. Use 3 and then 1 on Friday to set myself up 6 for the weekend.
No.
You think get the extra fixture in now?
Get them done. You've got 5 changes you can make on Sunday. Get players in.
Yeah,
you'll get
I
to
think
see
you're
all 6
right.
teams.
I think you're right. The thing
Why
is
Why do you
now,
need 6 for Sunday rather than 5?
Well, it's more... I've got already 1, 2, 3, 4 players... for tomorrow. So I'm adding 4 more.
Get you to 8, yeah.
Will get me 8 tomorrow.
Yeah.
But then of those 8, how many do I want to still keep for Sunday?
Well, who would be your other 3, just out of interest, that you think you'll probably keep into Sunday anyway?
Jota, Matip, Saka. I've got Gabriel can go, Matip, Jota, Saka, and then I've got 3 City, De Bruyne, Cancelo, and Laporte.
I think
Laporte can go. Gabriel can go.
I think you didn't have the wrong way around, mate. Laporte's definitely going to play for City on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jota, if Salah's fit, I think it's Salah, Mane, Diaz, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, if Salah's fit, yeah. And I think if they can get him minutes, they will. And Firmino was great last night.
He got man of the match in the Sky.
Yeah, rightly so. I wouldn't even be shocked if Firmino played again, possibly even on Sunday. So I think Jota's an easier one. Look, you've got the transfer. Would he
Gabriel
get assists? 10?
Yeah, 10 points.
Gabriel. It's definite passing tiers against Everton. That's the only thing.
Yeah. This is it, right? So it's now, who do I bin with a view to getting back? But then I think, right, okay. Jota, you're right, should go, because I want Kane and Son back for the last day. So having only 3 forwards kind of dictates where I'm going with it. I can't move Richarlison or Vardy because they play. So Jota, you're right, can go. but I'll probably go to a midfielder rather than a striker, because then striker to striker to striker.
I think if Lukaku's in the team, we should get him.
Yeah, Lukaku's on. I might end up with a front line on Sunday of Lukaku, Son and Kane. That means Vardy. I'll be moving Vardy and Richarlison on.
There's no guarantee that Vardy even plays. If Vardy plays at Chelsea, there's no guarantee he plays Southampton.
So if Vardy's not in the starting lineup tomorrow, that's actually Vardy to Lukaku is quite an easy move.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and then I can leave Jota in there. Dewsbury Hall's likely to play. Richarlison's likely to play. Pickford's likely to play.
You don't really want Dewsbury Hall last day, do you?
No, but I'll keep him tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. You're not going to get rid of a player who plays tomorrow. And arguably, you still don't get rid of Vardy tomorrow. He could come on and score as a sub, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to kind of move Richarlison around, don't you?
Or what have you. So,
have you considered getting someone in, like say like Jacob Ramsey plays, what is he, 5.8? It's going to open up some money for you, isn't it? Just leave him dead for it. You know it's only a two-pointer at City last day, but...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But opens up a bit more power, maybe, to allow you, if you say want to, on the final day to have, I don't know, a trio of like Lukaku, Son and Kane, for example.
I think
most people are going to have Son and this for the manager. Most would have Son and Kane final day, I think.
This is the unlike other periods in Sky, the last day of the season, it's all, like everybody's got 11 players, assuming all your players start. Unlike tomorrow,
with five free transfers, you're going to have 11 starters, aren't you? Surely, you'd be dead unlucky.
This is where now, so for me, it's like, I want to go into the final day within 10 points of whoever's top. So if I can claw back kind of 10, 15 points tomorrow, having eight players and picking a explosive captain, then I think I'll be in with a shout. You kind of just want to go into the final day within touching distance, and then it's like, who's got the cojones to captain a player that goes off, that will make massive ground?
Who's your keeper in this?
Jordan Pickford.
Okay, fine. Yep, yep.
Yeah. He's done all right.
But then that's another one. Arguably, you maybe want to move on Sunday, maybe.
Potentially, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just lock down like a 9-pointer on an Alisson or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. So we shall see. I wasn't here last week.
No,
Neil Curra was.
Yeah, and he went top afterwards. From what was he, seventh?
Yeah.
FPL Canal.
And he's got a 10-point lead from what I remember.
He's dropped back down to third.
Who has?
Neil.
Oh, did he last night?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't check again
Mark
this morning.
Mark Wisdish is top. He's got a 5-point lead over Dave Perrins. And then Neil is now a further 8 points behind. Just want to give a shout out to Perry Hart, another one of our patrons. Ninth at the moment, not completely out of the running. There are 48 points separating the top nine. I think the top nine still have a small chance, but probably, I mean, to be that far adrift now, you need the transfer. You need to hit the big captain. The big captain's going to be more than the transfer at this stage, isn't it? I think if you're those 48 points behind, you're looking for something now that someone can't get to, be it Lukaku, Pulisic, maybe like a Wilfred Zaha, Ings, Watkins, something that's going to explode, I think, particularly tomorrow night. But there are so many options available Sunday. I mean, it was Ian asked us last week, like, which day left has got the biggest kind of differential choice of captains. The reality is, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. You've got Son and Kane at Norwich. You've got the Chelsea at home to Watford, who look absolutely shot. You've still got Leicester at home to Southampton if the likes of Vardy play. You've obviously got Liverpool and Man City. You've got the two home games. You've still got Arsenal at home to Everton. So, I mean, you could make a case for a lot of different games you could captain from the weekend. Even, I mean, to be honest, he won't get spoken about much. Jared Bowen at Brighton. No one's going to captain him Sunday. You want a differential, pick one of the best goal scorers of this season, right? I think there's loads. And what's interesting about, I think, particularly the final day, do you go for a captain, if you're chasing, do you go for a captain of Son and Kane, I think, would be the most popular two, particularly if Salah's not fit. And I realise a lot have come off Salah anyway. I think it's down to about 65% ownership in the top 1,000. Because it was obviously going to be unavailable last night. And I think a few moved on to other players on Sunday following, obviously, him, I'd say, limping off walking off of the FA Cup final on Saturday. Do people on Sunday go for the likes of Son or Kane? And to be honest, I'm probably just going to dead it out and captain Son, I think, on Sunday. Or do you actually look at it and go, what players are most likely of the big monster haul on Sunday? And you have to ask yourself, is it like someone like, bad example maybe, but like Virgil van Dijk or Aymeric Laporte, where you know the clean sheet's possible, the passing tier's likely, and if they get a goal as well, you're looking at a 16-pointer or so. And if they hit that, would a Son need to beat that? Probably needs, what, 3 attacking returns, probably? So, and it's interesting, like I wouldn't even discount the, I think particularly the Liverpool City guys defensively. But then even, like, look at, if you're still sitting there with, say, a Rudiger, if, like, Rudiger's in the Chelsea team on Sunday, I'd be a bit more cautious about that one because we've spoken about it a few times on the FPL pods, actually. When Chelsea haven't got anything to play for, their games tend to be a lot more open than what they normally are. Therefore, it probably is every chance that Watford might nick a goal in a 8-1 defeat at the weekend or something. But, yeah, I wouldn't even discount, like, the kind of passing tier magnets defence. Cancelo is capable of monsters all the time, but then not so much of a differential, right? If you're trying to chase behind, there's so many options on Sunday for captaincy. That's 20 plus, I think.
Yeah, and of course we'll see all the teams, so keep your powder dry for that. Jens, I'm going to go jump into the Twitter questions. We normally talk about captaincy mainly because Dave Perrins has a question, which is, cheers for the awesome season-long content. No problemo. I'd be interested to hear your top 5 captains for the remaining 2 match days. So tomorrow, are you heavily Chelsea? Leicester's not an easy game.
That's your phone, mate.
Someone from Manchester. I don't know who's ringing.
That's like your mobile phone network or something, mate.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, we've got Villa Burnley. We've got Everton Palace. We've got Chelsea Leicester. So, again, I'd be a little bit conscious of what I just said about Chelsea games possibly being more open. They've obviously guaranteed top 4 following Arsenal's defeat on Monday night at Newcastle. I think the attacking Chelsea players are the most interesting here. And I think most won't have one. Lukaku, Mount, Pulisic, I think, is dirty interesting, actually. I mean, if he's in the team, you got to get him.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. You, with the transfers, I've got to go and get Christian Pulisic.
Do you think he'll play both games? Doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
And what if he does? What if he does? I think Pulisic, I thought he was good in the cup final. He had so many efforts in the cup final on Saturday. He was decent at Leeds on the Wednesday. They've changed in the last couple of games where they were playing 2 up front with primarily it was Werner and Havertz. Havertz obviously missed the cup final with a hamstring injury, so presumably he's done, which is also possibly obviously very good news for Lukaku with the 1 up front. You have to question why Werner didn't even get on the pitch on Saturday despite 5 subs. I mean, they brought Loftus-Cheek on Saturday in the cup final and put him up front bizarrely, then took him off with 2 minutes left of extra time to put Barkley on for a penalty. So I think if it's that 3, Mount, Pulisic, Lukaku, in your circumstance, Serge, I would want all 3 of them.
Yeah, I think so. And I'll add in a Rudiger or a Reece James or whatever
And
else.
I think that's what the only consciousness of that is, I think those also going for manager in a month, they'll be thinking a similar. For those who've got like the 1 or 2 transfers left, which we know there's many of you like me have got none left, but I think this is the one for me. If you've got a transfer left, we spoke about it. If you can, keep your powder dry, smash into a Chelsea player for the last 2 days. I don't think that's overly complicated. View the team, go for it. Lukaku, Mount, Pulisic, go for one of them that's got the real upside. And I think the one for me would be Pulisic, actually, on what I watched Saturday.
Right.
I've really gambled at.
Ian Parrin says, again, thanks for the great work.
That's only 3, though.
Yeah, at a defensive.
No, for captains tomorrow.
Oh.
Zaha.
Yeah.
Away to Everton and against an ordinary, let's say, Manchester United on Sunday, I think you can still go into if you want to. I think Zaha at Everton would probably be next for me for captaincy. And then arguably Ings, if he starts, would be my top 5 tomorrow. Over Richarlison. A few will go Richarlison. In fact, that's who I'm probably captain tomorrow night, is Richarlison.
Ian Parrin says, what do you think is most likely to affect winners and losers of Sky on the final day? Is it the player you transfer in? I don't think so. Captaincy choice or the number of man of the matches in your team? The thing is, number of man of matches might be up or down one or two people, so 3 or 6 points. Transferred in, a lot of people don't have any transfers, but captaincy could be a 15-point swing. So I reckon I'd go captaincy because the biggest variance in that.
Yep, I mean, complete agreement with that. We didn't do best Sunday captains, did we?
Nah, but then it's like...
Son or Kane?
Yeah.
Is it Son or Kane?
I'd take Son or Kane. But I want to see the teams. This is it. I just want to see who's...
You don't need to with the Tottenham team. We know they're going to play.
No, I mean, I want to see the opposition team. Like, say Brighton. Say Brighton completely rest and rotate their team just for the hell of it because they've got nothing else to play for.
I think...
Or someone really does.
Top five now for captaincy on Sunday for me would be Son, Kane, and then 3 Chelsea players again.
Okay.
If they're in the team, obviously.
Ron says, with the quality of players increasing in Sky, what rank should we now consider gold standard? It used to be top 100, top 500?
I think we discussed this on Monday's FPL pod, right? It's getting tougher. It's like sitting there, I'm looking at it, and I always feel so ungrateful. Like, oh, I'm 450th or something. Oh, that's shit, that's going to be my worst Sky rank. And you think, you're ungrateful, and you know there's people who are sitting at like 2,000 their first season, they're well pleased and stuff. I think, yeah, in this game, top 100, yeah.
Still?
Yeah, but I think, like, go forward a few years, it will change. It's getting harder.
I think top
500. Much harder. I've spoken about this before, the engagement, the amount of people producing quality Sky Fantasy content as well. I mean, how many people actually in the top 100 do we even think would maybe be consuming no Sky Fantasy content?
Very few. You recognise so many names in that list.
I would argue the answer is possibly none.
Mm. Paul, Sky player in FPL, says another Sky season almost at the end. Have you learnt anything new in particular that you'd like to take into next season? Yeah. Remember to set your captains.
I'm sure you sat here and said this time last year. I think for me, and it has to be... I spoke about this when Ian came on the pod with me a few weeks ago about trying to maybe miss a game left this season, where I just went, you know what? No, I'm not going to make a transfer. And I'd covered every captain so far this season. And then last night, I finally got bit. I've got Van Dijk and Salah in the team and got neither.
No captain.
And no transfers left. And ironically, obviously taking Ward-Prowse out the Sunday before as well, so I had nothing. But then I didn't really skip it, did I? I didn't have a choice.
Show.
For the record, I captained Salah, if anyone was wondering. I think there's that. It's an awareness of knowing next year when Brentford, bad example, play Crystal Palace, possibly another bad example, they look at it and remember that it's not just the potential gain of the one transfer. The chances are I'm fucking transferring these guys out again. Just two transfers. So what I really want in the middle, we always speak about that. We get a player in, so what do we want to gain here? Is it 10 points? Is it 15 points? And then we look at the second transfer and we say, well, I then want to gain 10, 15 points again as well, right? But should we look at it and know if we're buying a player and we're definitely transferring him out, should we actually be looking at it and going, actually, I want 20 to 30? Because two transfers involved there. So I think there's that. I think it's being braver to look at things next year and go, no. I think I spoke last week about goalkeepers with Neil, FPL Canal, about do we look at it and go, would you just be better off going, nah, sod it. I'm going to leave Alisson sit there all season and know he's going to tick over great. And in his case, he will get 11-pointers as well sometimes because of the save tiers, because Liverpool allow shots on goal. Or are you still better off jumping between people because actually when you add on the captaincies, it adds up and balances it out. And it probably does finish quite level. But then as I argued last week and went, if you just went with someone like Alisson all year as well, how many transfers are you saving? But then maybe you're not because you're spending them then in other areas of the team to make transfers to cover captaincies stuff.
You might end up with a couple more budget players. I think budget players might get dropped and stuff.
The big one for me is the last couple of years of... not being able to lock down the enabler if you will. I spoke a couple of weeks ago about Stuart Dallas last season, Christian Norgaard this season. Mm. I don't think I've heard Norgaard all season. And he just reflects on it and go, he should have been going in really early, identified really early on. He gets tackle tears. He got another attacking return again on Sunday and was brilliant. Arguably should have got man of the match, in my opinion. And just looking at it and going, he should just sit there and forget about it. And obviously, if you can find that as a midfielder, just dead it, man. Dead it out of the game. Next year, we're already looking at it and going, the first thing everyone's going to be thinking about is, what price is Haaland going to be? How are you going to work a front three next year of Haaland, Salah plus Kane / Son, for example? What impact is that going to have on defensively? It already feels like next year we're going to be deading out and going, I'm leaving this midfield space empty again. But then what price will Jared Bowen be? Is that going to be more interesting? KDB's shown more form second half of this season. Will Phil Foden show more consistency if the likes of it speculate? Say Gundogan's leaving. You might not think that it's linked, but it might mean a more central role, more minutes for Phil Foden. Will Jack Grealish improve next year? We speak all the time about...
Do me a favour.
Second season players with City.
Don't talk about it now, because next week we're going to have to reflect on the whole season and what we've learned. Otherwise we have nothing to talk about next week. But we do want to look at learnings.
And I think one of them is just more fucking consistency from the best teams in these leagues, City, Liverpool as well. And trust that over chasing the captaincies.
FF Thinker, just when you think Sudge has become a serious Sky player. Yeah, I know. I know. If you could only transfer in one on Sunday from Salah or Kane, who would it be? Kane. Salah, we don't know about his fitness. So if Salah's in the team.
You'll know if he's in the team. And I get the thinking because he's one
a
goal.
More difficult fixture for them.
He's one goal ahead in the Golden Boot as well. He'll want to be on the pitch. Yeah. I think he'll play.
Shout out to FPL Foxy, who says, thanks for the shout out. Keep it up. Will you keep it up in the top wherever you are now? 15, 20. Well done for anybody that's done as well as that this year. Mr. Pessimistic Potato says, should he be happy with a rank of 2,300 in his second season of Sky?
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
It's all relative as well to your own targets, right? So I'd throw that back and say, are you happy with it? If you're happy with it, you're happy with it. I finished 285 first season. 30th last year, and it looks like it's probably going to be about 400th this year, I think. So when I put it like that, he's going to make him feel like no, but it doesn't have to be that way.
He also doesn't present a podcast and spend probably as many hours planning as you do.
But then I think, again, to be honest with you, in terms of reflecting on this season, I haven't spent as much time on Sky Fantasy this year as I did last year. I think there's two reasons for that. One is last year I had an incredible kind of December. I think I finished about 15th in December or something, when you've got a lot of fixtures as well, right? And I wasn't making excessive amounts of transfers over that period. I just flew in December. So I got myself into a position where going into New Year, I thought, I can genuinely finish first here. So my focus was really on it. That was, I knew probably as early as sort of October this year that I couldn't win it. And also, I think personally, I've been far more invested in Tottenham this year. And I do think that's had an impact on me. Also, last year, I had a really, I say bad is wrong, but I was nowhere in FPL, like, all season. Whereas this year, I've done better in it. And I don't know if the combination of those things have impacted my focus on Sky. I think reflecting on it, knowing early on I couldn't finish first, and in this game, it does feel like it's first or nothing quite a lot of the time. I didn't have the investment in the game. Like, say that I made them three transfers last Sunday when Arsenal played Leeds and City played Newcastle. I didn't really think about it that much. I was like, do you know what? When I see the teams, I'm going to make the decision. I think Mahrez is probably going to be the punt. I didn't overthink it. I just went, yeah, okay. I haven't put the time and investment into the game this year. And I want to again next year.
Johnny Stahlberg, what changes would you like to see to Sky next year? We'll talk about that maybe next week when we kind of
Same as I always say, pricing.
Yeah.
Smash everyone up. I want people to see Haaland at 15 million and gasp. That's what I want.
Chris Hermitage has one transfer left. Would you use it on someone like Vardy, who has two fixtures left, as in use it tomorrow, or wait and get the midfielder striker in on Sunday, given we would see the lineups?
I would absolutely do it tomorrow.
To get the double fixtures in.
Yep.
Okay.
Vardy's not a great example of that, though, because if he starts tomorrow, it's difficult game at Chelsea and no guarantee he starts Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's a more difficult one. If I had a transfer left, I would definitely be buying a Chelsea player tomorrow, personally.
And last but not least, Armand says, how do man of the match points get determined? Which player gets the most man of the match points? So,
shortest straw, isn't it?
Yeah, it's it's basically whoever's flavour of the month for Sky. And it's not done off the BPS system like FPL is, but whoever Sky vote man of the match.
It's whoever writes the report.
Yeah.
Who sometimes doesn't put a man of the match in, like Everton Brentford was.
It took ages for that to.
They give it to Eriksen, but it was missing for a while and stuff. Yeah. And to be fair, I feel like behind the scenes, so we're critical of them. I think their updates this year have been so much better.
Yeah, it's been
in
decent.
Terms of like the updating of the leaderboards and stuff in
it's
the
pretty
actual
live.
Getting man of matches into the game. Like things are happening a lot quicker this year, and we are critical, so I think we have to praise that. In the cases where man of the matches are missing, people go, "Come on, Sky, where's your man of the match?" But if the reporter hasn't given them a man of the match, they're waiting on it.
Mm.
So, and I think that's what happened in the Everton Brentford game. So I have a little bit of sympathy there. The ones that still massively frustrate us is like you've got someone's got a passing tier and they haven't got it and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It needs sorting out hugely. Yeah. What was the question?
Changes. Oh no, how does man of the match get ordered? Who gets most man of the match? I mean, players that are standout, flary, who always attract attention, like your St. Maximans of the world.
Normally, but then I think you get phases. To be honest, I don't even know who got man of the match in a Newcastle game the other night. I mean, probably should have been Callum Wilson. But like Gomez has been standing out regularly for Newcastle, for example.
Suddenly he'll start picking him up.
Luis Diaz with Liverpool. Like you can feel it's around that. Like I really like him as a punt for Sunday, by the way, if he starts Luis Diaz. Players like that, you know, Kane goes in certain periods, doesn't it? You know, like if Carragher or Neville have been raving about Kane on Monday Night Football, if he's half decent the next game, he'll be man of the match again. It is a bit like that.
Yeah, indeed. And that's the questions that we've had. I think it obviously is end of season, end of term vibe on Sky. Listeners, good luck for the last 2 days. If you are one of those people that are in the running for the big prize,
very best of luck.
Good luck to you. If you're also in the running in any cash mini leagues, which I know there are plenty that people are in, good luck in those as well. Be brave and stay safe. Ciao for now.
Yes, be brave. I like that. Play it your way. Good luck. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.
Sports Social Podcast Network.